Thank you, Madam Chair, Honorable Chair and distinguished CEDAW committee members. I'm Pratima Gurung and I speak on behalf of the Indigenous Women and Diverse Women with Disabilities Consortium and Coalition with 146 organizations who face critical challenges on the intersections of gender, indigeneity and disability. We reiterate the recommendation paragraph 41A of the concluding observation of 2080 on amending the constitutions that is addressed with the collective rights and right to self-determination and including intersectional identities. Mention the historical and collective discrimination related to Indigenous women and also mention Indigenous women's clearly in the constitution's amendment process in line with the CEDAW General Recommendation 39. We formally want to recognize the autonomous customary self-governance system including the customary laws of Indigenous women. Ensure the free, prior and informed consent in line with the UN declarations to obtain the customary land ownership and stop gross human rights violation. We would like to also recommend the legal recognition of different social identities, gender diversities and unlisted people and women and girls with disabilities, amending the Act of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities 2017. Ensure the 50% meaningful representation of Indigenous women and diverse women with disabilities in three tiers of government, especially the Women and Inclusion Commission. Ensure access to justice mechanism is safe, intercultural, accessible for Indigenous women and diverse women with disabilities. Collect disaggregated data by caste, ethnicity, age, disability, and invest research on diverse women and girls with disabilities, including Indigenous women. We also like to reiterate the highly marginalized groups, including Kamalari and diverse women with disabilities, access to public services, rehabilitation, livelihood, education, reasonable accommodation, and accessibility. Implement the traditional health system, access to medical health and SRHR services, inclusive education policies, especially in the mother tongue language, and universal design of learning with the assistive devices. Access to direct engagement